It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. The rest of the story. Leland Stanford was a horse lover. He bred horses, he trained horses, he raced horses. Nothing about horses was a mystery to Mr. Stanford except one thing. Did a trotting horse at any point in its gait have all 4 feet off the ground? Well, consulting his fellow aficionados, Mr. Stanford discovered that the consensus was negative, that a trotting horse was generally believed to have at least one hoof on the track at all times. Yet the longer Mr. Stanford pondered this hypothesis, the more he believed it was misconceived. His unique theory would require proof, however, and the byproduct of his personal quest for truth is the rest of the story. Does a trotting horse, at any point in its gait, have all 4 feet off the ground? Well, 100 years ago, nobody knew for sure. But horse lover Leland Stanford was determined to find out. The burden of proof rested with the emerging science of photography, so Mr. Stanford enlisted the aid of noted photographer Edward Muybridge. Muybridge promptly apprised Mr. Stanford of the fact that the fastest shutter speed in the world was 1/12th of a second. At that exposure, the hoofs of a racehorse would appear only as a blur. Mr. Stanford asked Muybridge to keep his eye out for newer, faster equipment. The photographer did. 1877, Muybridge arrived at Stanford's Palo Alto farm with the newest and the fastest. Shutter speed, 1/1000th of a second. So, now they had the camera. For the subject of their equestrian experiment, Stanford suggested one of his favorite horses, a swift stallion named Occident. And for the next few days, photographer Muybridge stood poised at the rail of Stanford's private track, snapping pictures as Occident trotted.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Past, the result of this painstaking endeavor was a collection of rather extraordinary photographs and one most extraordinary one. That picture showed Occident with all 4 hoofs off the track. Mr. Stanford had proved his theory. You may remember Leland Stanford as founder of the California University that bears his name, or a builder of the Central Pacific Railroad, or one-time governor of California, one-time United States senator. But now, forever after, you're going to remember him as a horse lover and as the man who proved, if only for a fleeting fraction of a second, that a horse can fly. But Mr. Stanford, having captured Occident at that crucial point in his stride, was not satisfied. He, Stanford, sent photographer Muybridge back to the track to photograph every position of Occident's stride. 2 years and tens of thousands of dollars later, after experimenting with cylinders and trip pins and sophisticated electronic circuitry and rows of cameras strapped to the racetrack rail, Muybridge succeeded. And in the fall of 1879, photographer Muybridge presented Leland Stanford with a precisely timed sequence of 24 photographs, and a new science was born. For you see, each of those 24 photos depicted a subtly separate phase of Occident in motion. And as Muybridge, using a device that he had invented for the occasion, projected that sequence of photos on the wall, first slowly and then in rapid succession, the horse appeared to be running. Motion pictures? That's right. The first motion pictures. Now you know the rest of the story.